Parshas Boy, the great Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we remember twice a day, every day and night. Ani Hashem Arekechem Asher Tzitzi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, a mitzvah deraisa of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, twice a day. Chazal say that this is placed immediately after Kriya Shema. Every day we say Shema and V'hoyim Shamoya, that's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and it's followed by Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's the shaychus? What's the relationship between Kriya Shema and Yitzias Mitzrayim? Says the Brisker Rav, if a person says Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yitzias Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and he stops there and remembers Yitzias Mitzrayim, he hasn't yet done the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to remember Asher Yitzias Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lochem Elokeichem. To be our God, that we should be mekabel the mitzvahs, that we should be mekabel the Torah, that we should be avdei Hashem. That's the tachlis. That's the definition of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, Kriya Shema, which is Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemaim, is followed immediately by the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, because part of the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is Liyos Lachem Lelekim. In this week's Parsha, Parshas Boy, when we went out of Mitzrayim, the Yalkut tells us, and the Yerushalmi is marach about this, that even when Paro said you can go, Moshe Rabbeinu said we're not going. Paro had to make an announcement. Ad achshav hayitem hayisem avdei Paro. Till now you were avdei Paro. Me'ato, from this moment on, atem avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You become avdei Hashem. And the Yerushalmi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu amplified the voice of Paro, and this message was announced to the entire Mitzrayim, to all the Yidden and all the Mitzrayim to hear, that from now on, from this moment on, we become Avdei Hashem. And that's when we went out. That's the Heftz of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the reason why the assumption is that there has to be a Zechira, Bein Bayoyim, Bein Balayla. Just, we didn't know the Maramakim, but it's a Chizri Sheta Omer. So who told you? How do you know that there is such a mitzvah? The answer is that if you have to be Mekayim mitzvahs b'yom v'layla, if you're an Eved of Hashem b'yom v'layla, then it's poshut and svara that there has to be a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim b'yom v'layla. This Yitzias Mitzrayim, we all know, was announced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, Arba L'Shoynes of Ge'ula, V'Yitzesi V'Yitzalti V'Galti V'Lakachti, which the Erachayim explains, and the Netziv and Ham Mekshayla. These are not just four Lashonas talking about the same thing. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu in Bris Ben Absarim that we're going to go to Mitzrayim, he said, three stages. Geir Yezarcho Be'eretz Lo'lohem. We'll be Geirim there. We'll be second-class citizens. We won't be able to leave. Va'avodim, we'll have to work. Ve'inu Oysom, they will afflict us and kill the children and hit us and make all the tzaras. Kinegdam HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'yitzesi, V'yitzalti, V'go'alti. V'yitzesi, from the terrible inoy of V'inoysam. V'yitzalti, from the stage of V'avodam. V'go'alti, that's from the being in Mitzrayim, not being able to leave. And the Erechaim says that these geulas were at different stages. V'yitzesi was after the first few Makkos, when Paro already learned that he can't hit us anymore and he can't hurt our children anymore. And then after 6 months, stopped the Shibud entirely. And then by Makkos Vachoyres, we were allowed to go free. So far, V'yitzesi V'yitzalti V'ga'alti. What about V'lakachti? V'lakachti is that at the moment of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we became Avdei Hashem. Mishchu Kechu Lochem. With our Korban Pesach and with our Makkos Bechoros, we changed immediately to become Avdei Hashem. We commemorate this with Arba Koisos. Why dafka wine? Cups of wine could remember the Arba L'Shem Zagula in any way, says Rav Shmuel Zalman, because the Gemara tells us that wine has a property that when you drink one cup of wine, it gives you cheshev for the next cup. And two cups gives you cheshev for the next cup of wine. So too, v'yitzesi brings v'yitzalti. V'yitzalti brings v'lokachti. V'yitzesi v'yitzalti v'ga'alti and then v'lokachti. Each one brings the cheshek and the need for the next one. It's well known that on Seder night, there's different dinim as to when a person's allowed to eat and drink during the different koises. Between kois number 1 and 2, before you poured out number 2, you're allowed to drink. Between 2 and 3, during the meal, are you allowed to drink? Between 3 and 4, the Gemara says there's no drinking at all. And the Mishnah Berurah says it means no drinking, not only wine in case you become shikha, it means no drinking wine and sha'ar mashkim, and even if it's not chamar medina, except for water. But all drinking is forbidden. And there's a big question as to why this everything is forbidden between number 3 and 4. Many mafarshim understand that this can't be because of the din of Eim Aftir and Acha Pesach Afikoyman, because anyway you're telling me afterwards to drink one cup and another cup, so it can't be the reason. So why is there din no drinking between Kois 3 and 4? Says the Avni Nezer, a person would be excused for thinking that when we got a Vitesi, Vitalti, Vigalti, that has a purpose in its own right. Emancipation, freedom, there's no more stop there. But that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'achrechin yitzv rechush gadol, to become Avdei Hashem, that's the purpose. And as Rav Chaim and the Brisker Rav say, that's a chelek of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. You're not Yitzi Tzachidis Mitzrayim if you didn't say the Liyas Lachem Leigl Lekim. Maschel b'gnus u'mitzayim b'shvach, v'achshav kirvon ha'mokim la'avidosoy. So therefore, Chazal instituted, you had 3 cups of wine to commemorate Vitesi Vitalti Vigalti. Don't stop there. If you drink something in between, it gives the impression that there's a point in those 3 courses by themselves. No. Don't drink anything. And straight after that, pour out the 4th course. Drink the 4th course to understand that the purpose of the entire Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Kaisa Revi Vitesi Vitalti Vigalti Vilakachti, as Paroi said, Mei Ato Atem Avde HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Moedik Yerushalmi in Megillah. The Gemara says in Megillah, and it's talking about this year, and it's Paskin Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Megillah. We're heading now for Chodesh Adar, and Chodesh Adar, there's Abra Pashish, Shkolim, Zohar, Parah, and a Chodesh. Says the Gemara, Shkolim and Zohar, they have to be the beginning of the month before Purim. Parah is meant to be immediately after Purim, followed by the Chodesh, Parshas HaChodesh. Says the Gemara, what about a year like this year? Purim, in most of the world, is on Friday. There's 3 more Shabbosos in Chodesh Adar. The next day, the following week, and the week after. So you could really make Parshas Parah immediately the day after Purim. Says the Gemara, Megillah Daflamed, no. You push off Parshas Parah for another week, and a Chodesh comes immediately the week afterwards. Rashi in Megillah Daf Lamed Amud Beis discusses how this fits with all the klalim of the Gemara. That's not for now. The din is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The Vilna Gaon on the Shulchan Aruch sends you to the Yerushalmi in Megillah Per Gimel Alocha Hey, where the Yerushalmi says, how do we know that you have to push off Parshas Parah, make the Shabbos Hafsaka before the Parah, and not between Parshas Parah and Achodesh? Says the Yerushalmi, in the same way that you're not allowed to be mafsik between drinking between the 3rd course and the 4th course, but you are allowed between 2nd and 3rd, so too, says the Yerushalmi, you're allowed to have a Shabbos Mafsikin, a Shabbos Hafsaka between Zohar and Parah, like we're going to do this year, but you can never have a Shabbos in between Parah and HaChodesh. That's the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi looks like a Medrash Pliya. Says the Minchas Oni from Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, this week's Parsha, Parsha's boy, what does the Yerushalmi mean? The 3 parshias of Shkolim and Zohar and Parah is all Sur Meira. You're going away from all the Averis of this world. And a person might think that I've steiged Shkolim, Zohar, Parah, that's it. I'm already an accomplished person. Says Yerushalmi, no. Between Parah and Chodesh, Chodesh is when a person undertakes, HaChodesh is Elohim, I'm going to steig, I'm going to recover the Torah, I'm going to bring a Korban Pesach, Mishchu Kulochem, it's a new Kabbalah Satorah. That has to come immediately after the 3 parashiyos of Shkolim, Zohar, and Parah. Says the Yerushalmi, how do we know you're not allowed to be mafsik between Parshas Parah and Parshas HaChodesh this year, Tavshin Pei Aleph, just like you're not allowed to drink between the 3rd course and the 4th course on Seder night? And the reason for that is because there's no hefsek between And then the Velakachti. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yotzeisi Efrem is immediately Lios Lachem Lirikim. Paroi announced, till now you my Avodim. Immediately at this moment you become Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why this year there's no hefsek between Para and Chodesh. The Rebbein Shem should bench each and every one of us with a good Kabbalah Satayra, with a good Zechiyas Yitzis Yitzayim every day, with a good limud from Parshas Boy. Until now we were Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as soon as we get a Geula, we become Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in this way we should be Zeichet to see the Geula Asida B'mheira V'yomein.